Today's Bible reading is taken from the book of John, chapter 10, verse 11 to 21. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd, he owns the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life, only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father. At these words, the Jews were again divided. Many of them said, "He is demon-possessed and raving mad. Why listen to him?" But others said, "These are not the sayings of a man possessed by a demon. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind?" Thanks be to God.
Thank you for that reading. And as we have been going through all these I am sayings, the Jesus' own words describing himself, his authority, his power, his divinity, as we've been doing. So last time we heard him say that he is the door of the sheep. And today we are now following on with this claim of Jesus. Thank you. I am the good shepherd, which is the fourth of those seven I am sayings. You remember last time, immediately he said, "I am the door." And today he follows that by saying, "I am the shepherd." I'm thinking of these qualifications. They are all pointing to the fact that he loves us. These are claims out of love for a people. And so he is not just the door that brings us to the Father, but he is also the shepherd that walks us, doesn't push, doesn't force, but walks us, leads us in this journey. Having brought us to the Father, then he walks with us as the good shepherd, walks us in this experience. Because I always tell people that the journey actually begins when we make a commitment for Christ. And also, the battle begins. That's when the battle begins, as the closing verses, as we read this morning, as we saw, they attacked him immediately, saying he's got a demon. So I think that when you are brought to the fold, your problems are not going to go away. There are some groups when I was growing up and became a Christian, the first time I gave my life to Christ, there were some groups that went on saying, "Well, when you come to Christ, all your problems are rolled away, you don't have any problem." I wish those were true. But that's the opposite. In fact, that is a lie. I mean, it's not entirely the truth. We shouldn't just give people false hope, right? When you become a child of God, when you commit your life to Christ, that's when the real battle begins. But he is the shepherd. He is the one that will lead us through this experience and not, you know, forcing us to do anything. And like I said the other time, it's not, we bring God's love to people, not condemnation. And I've seen as an evangelist over the years, when you bring a gospel of love, you win souls rather than when you go judging people, you go to hell if you don't repent. You know, those things never work. It's only the gospel of love that we present to people. And so that's what Jesus does to us as the good shepherd. He doesn't push us, but he leads us along the way. So, I am the good shepherd. He is the what he says he is. And like I said, that's a claim of love. He loves us so much. John uses the image of a shepherd here, and the hearers of Jesus in that day could relate very well with the image of a shepherd and a sheep. And to us in this generation, we don't easily see shepherds, you know, wander around with their sheep. Where I grew up, it was common. It is still that shepherds wander the streets, not even a third street, a village roads and jungles, they wander around with their sheep. And so I could easily, in my mental mind, visualize them as I was growing up, wandering around. And they go from one pasture place to the other, looking for the best grazing spots for their sheep. So it was just common to the hearers of our Lord Jesus Christ in that day. And it was also common for them to see the Lord as their shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Jesus goes on to tell us that he is the one that leads us. And like I said, it was common to those original listeners of that day, because culturally and historically, they could relate very well to what he was saying. And the idea of Jesus coming along saying, I am the good shepherd, points to the fact that the sheep is always defenseless and they were subject to danger. Wolves could come around, and like he said, the hired hand will be there and not care about the sheep, and wolves will come. But as the good shepherd, he defends the sheep. He puts himself on the line. And these were very common in those days for shepherds to be frequently in danger trying to defend their sheep. So they are utterly defenseless, the sheep, and they are totally dependent on the shepherd. I don't know if you've been in a place where they reared sheep or you've done it yourself. You will see how to use, I don't know which word to use. They sometimes acts like, I'm trying not to use words that you wouldn't misunderstand. But sometimes they are not very quick to make up their own minds. That's what sheep do. So they are totally dependent on the leadership of the shepherd. And in a way, we behave the same way sometimes. Totally dependent on Jesus Christ. And for them, being constantly in danger, they have to be under the watchful eye of the shepherd. He doesn't take his eyes or her eyes away from the sheep. So visualize these things in relationship with us and Jesus Christ. I believe totally that he never takes his eyes away from me, from us as children of the kingdom. And he also gives his life, and he has done so, and he constantly does that to defend us. I am the good shepherd. Can we read it together, please? I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and I'm known by my sheep. And all the sheep I have, pay close attention to these ones. I am. He comes along every time declaring who he is, calling them back, as we said, to Exodus. I am. But it's interesting that he didn't come along saying, I am a shepherd, but he comes along saying, I am the good shepherd. That's a bold claim, isn't it? I am the, it's definite. He is the one. He's not just an ordinary shepherd. He's not just any shepherd. He is the I am. I think it's in reference to the I am. He comes along saying the definite article, I am the good shepherd. And good reflects the beauty that he has, both physically and inwardly. He is beautiful, both outwardly and inwardly. He is very plain. He is loving. He is good. So he is the good shepherd. And he gives his life for the sheep. He gives his life, first of all, looking at it as in not thinking about his own self. He gives his life. He gives his time. He doesn't take care of himself, or I should say, he doesn't think about himself. He only thinks about the sheep. He gives his time for the sheep. He gives the beauty that he has for the sheep. He gives even the resources, that everything that he has, for the sheep. He gives everything for the sheep. He is beautiful. I think he is saying to us that he is the good shepherd in contrast to the hireling. Because a hired hand comes along not thinking about the sheep, probably thinking about their pay, or thinking about whatever, the sight of wolves, the runaway, abandon the sheep. But in contrast to those people, he is the good shepherd. He is the good one. So the opposite of them is wicked, mean, foul, or unlovely. But he comes along saying he is the good one, that is beautiful, like I said, that is noble, that is wholesome, and that is good all around, both inwardly and outwardly. So he is referencing his inherent goodness and righteousness, his beauty. He gives, like I said, his time, his resources, and indeed, ultimately, his life. He gave his life for all of us because he cares for us. His life. His life has come from the Greek word psyche. And they are saying he gave all of himself. He gave himself, if we say it this way, spirit, soul, and body. He gave everything that he is actually. He gave all of his life for the sheep, the center of his being, everything that he is. He gives whatever he thinks about the sheep all the time. And that's what Jesus Christ has done for us. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep. He knows me. Praise God. I want you to say that to yourself. He knows me. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Do you know, about 2 days ago, I was praying. And while I was praying, I don't know how many people are on the surface of the earth. 6 billion? 7 billion? I don't know. But do you know, I was praying a few days ago. I was thinking, how is it that he knows all these people by name? Think about it. 6 billion, 7 billion, however people. How is it? You know, I'm even struggling to remember our names. And you must forgive me, I'm only new, right? But I'm trying. Am I not trying? I'm trying, of course. You know. But he remembers everyone's name. And he calls us by our name. Because he knows us. He knows what we are going through. He knows our innermost being. He knows who you are. You know, when we go through things, sometimes the enemy might speak to us, trying to convince us that the Lord doesn't care about us. But the Lord cares about you. He cares about me because he knows us all. And he goes on to say, they know him. So we know the Lord. He knows us. We are his. We are the sheep of his pasture. We know his word. And let me tell you, there are several teachings flying around, you know, doctrines all around. But anyone that knows the Lord will always recognize the voice of Jesus Christ. It's something that happens in the spirit. That discernment, it's not rocket science. If you know the Lord, if you've given your life to Christ, I believe you have that discernment in you. When the wrong things fly around, something in you will tell you, this is not right. This is not what the Word of God says. And if you obey that voice in you, you will see that you'll get it right. But sometimes when you disobey that silent voice in you and goes along to do against his wish, you might sometimes say, oh, had I known. I don't know about you, but sometimes when I do some kind of investments with people or, you know, business or whatever, sometimes I will have that uneasiness in me when it doesn't feel right. And if I disobey, a few times I have, I come to regret it. And I will say, oh, had I listened to that discernment that was here, because I know him. It's because there is the Spirit of God in us, relating with the Spirit of God, leading us. Our prayer is that the Lord will continue to lead us and lead our children and our grandchildren, that they will know him, that they will know the Lord, that we all will follow in his footsteps. I know my sheep, and they are known, but I am known by my own. I know my sheep. Other sheep I have, and Jesus was saying, and of course he was talking about us, to the Jews. Other sheep I have, not only you Jews, I have other people that I will come and go to reach. They are not of this fold. I must bring them. They will hear my voice. Now, let's take it this way. We are here seated here, all right? Very comfortable. But other sheep that Jesus has in Sarkot, that he wants us to go reach and bring them to the fold. Yes. Other sheep walking around, wandering around, not knowing where they are going. How do we do that? By giving our lives, our talents, as I have kind of asked us to think about this month, your gifts. It might be just your prayer. It might be walking with me on the day we're going to go on our prayer walk, right? Yeah, we'll determine a day we'll go around and do prayer walk and shine for Jesus. It might be in the park. We're going to bring some music. Karen, thank you for your gifts. So I'm going to employ you going around to the park, singing and bringing the gospel of Jesus. It might just be how we chat to people, the kindness we show to them. But other sheep that Jesus has got, he still loves them. He loves everyone. It's not just those in the sheepfold. He loves everyone. Other sheep far off, other sheep near us, other people everywhere. In fact, you don't need to travel to the mission field for you to be relevant. The mission field is here. The mission field is on our doorstep, right? Just walk around the town center. You will just see that the mission field is here. It's not in the days of John Wesley, not in the days of, you know, people who have gone far to travel. There are people from all across the world today in Reading that we should reach them, touch them with the love of Jesus. And like I said, we are not here to condemn anyone, but to bring the love of Jesus to them. My prayer is that everyone that is not in this sheepfold, that the Lord will use us to bring them in, because he is the good shepherd. He laid down his life for us. He loves us so much. He has brought us to the Father. He doesn't push us, but he puts himself on the line. He defends us against ferocious wolves. He gives his life for us. In conclusion, I want to say that Jesus, presenting himself as a shepherd, was talking about a few things. Number one, he was laying claim to his life as a leader, because the shepherd will always lead the sheep. Wherever he goes, they recognize his voice and they go after him. He is our leader. And as we follow him, he will not lead us astray. And he will lead us in the right direction. He was also proclaiming his role as a protector, because the shepherd protects the sheep. So wherever we go today, I believe strongly that the Lord will protect us. Thank you. He will protect us. Amen. Say amen to that. Amen. He will protect us. When we fly, when we go on the road, wherever we are, he will protect us. He promised. He never fails. And also he goes on to say he is the best friend, because the shepherd is always the best friend to the sheep. He is not a hired hand. He is a friend to us. Jesus wants to be our friend, our best friend. And you know, it's only your best friend that you will share even some intimate things with, is it not? He wants us to share with him whatever is burdening to us, you know, whatever is we will not even share with people. Let's share, be open to share with Jesus. And there are sometimes in my prayer time, I just open myself up. He knows me anyway, but I just open myself up. I'll tell you a little story here. There was a time I had things going around me. I didn't know what to do. I wrote them down one after the other. Dear Lord Jesus, you said this in your word. You know, I just wrote them down and came to the church when no one was there and placed them at the altar. I placed them and I said this, you know, very innocently. I said, Lord, this is for you. Read it, please. And I left. And you know what? He answered those prayers. Yeah, because he is the best friend. He is the one we can share with. And I just hope no one read it in the church. But I know I just did that. I didn't know what else to do but to write him a letter addressed to him and ask him to read. And he answered me. He is the best friend. And also he is the lover of the flock. He loves us. Yeah, it's only him that can put himself on the line. And so he loves us. He loves me. He loves me. I cannot say why. He loves me. I cannot say why. On Calvary Street, he suffered for me. He loves me. I cannot say why. He is the lover of the flock. And finally, he is a caring father figure. And as Father's Day is coming forth, I think in 2 weeks' time, let's think about Jesus as the best caring father figure. He loves us with the love of a father. I mean, no father would want their children molested. No, they wouldn't be alive to see that. You know, my dad, of blessed memory, he did one something that I keep remembering. He had a little car, a Renault car, very old. And in, I don't remember the year, my brother got admission to the university. It's not in this country. And there was no money anywhere. And so he sold his car. When he came home, we asked him, "Dad, where is your car?" He said, "No, I left it somewhere." The next week, "Dad, where is your car?" "No, I left it somewhere." We didn't know he sold his car so that his son could go to the university. Fathers, mothers, parents, they are ready to put their lives on the line. They are ready to defend their children. And of course, as a father, I won't just be standing still and look at you molest my children. I won't. I will defend them. That's what the Lord does. He is a caring father figure. So whatever we are, wherever we are, let's remember that he's our leader, he's our protector, he's our best friend, he is the lover of the flock, and he is a caring father figure. Let us pray. Yes, Lord, we thank you for your word to us this morning. You are indeed the good shepherd, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you've laid down your life for us. You've done all these things because of the love you have for us. Heavenly Father, we pray that you help us, that we will be co-workers with you as we bring the other people that are not of this sheepfold. Bringing them together, O Lord, that we will all be in the same fold and that we will listen to you. Lord, help us as we go along this journey of our Christian life, that we will listen to that still small voice, that discernment in us, and that we will hear you and that we will follow your word. We pray for ourselves, O Lord, this day. And we pray for all those who come in contact with Lord, that we will all obey you and listen to your voice. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for you love us so much. Help us, Lord, to use these as our instrument of serving you, the love that we have for others. We pray for ourselves, Lord, for the week ahead of us. We ask, Lord, that you will lead us. When we travel, when we walk around, your protection will be for us. We pray, O Lord, for all the burdens that we carry. We've brought them to you. We believe you. And as we leave them before you, you will take care of them all. Heavenly Father, we are grateful to you for all that you've done for us. And we say, may your name alone we be glorified. Thank you for hearing us, Lord, as we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. 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 Amen.